Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Tremaine. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, for it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
In Jesus' name, praise Him. That name above all names. Thank you, Lord, because I know that you're real. Praise the Lord. I know you're real because you revealed yourself to me through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Hands working in harmony. The hands of God, the Father, and Jesus the Savior working together with the Holy Spirit in heavenly harmony, searching for those lost and in need of salvation. Then we have the body of Christ, consisting of all the believers, all those who believe Christ Jesus died for our sins, and God raised him 3 days later. We all play a role in this divine plan of heaven and earth. Each of us must assume multiple roles in this life while doing the work of the Lord on a daily basis. So join us today and see how working in harmony allows your life to thrive and your light to shine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before we start off today, I want to start off with a prayer and pray for you, pray with you. Anything that you're needing from Jesus, from the Lord, that's been on your heart, bring it to Him now, because I know that He's here. The Holy Spirit is working overtime. In Jesus' name. Lord, I come to you right now, for praying for all those, Lord, that is in need of you, Lord. Lord, you know your heart, their hearts. You know what they're going through. I just ask in Jesus' name that you be with them now, Lord. Ease their suffering. Ease their burdens. Put a smile on their face. Your spirit in their heart. Let them be receiving of your Holy Spirit. Receiving of your word. Let it be fruitful. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I feel the presence of the Spirit when I pray. Put my hands up, and I just feel the Spirit, and it's just a wonderful thing. It's letting us know that life down here on earth, that you're not alone, no matter what you go through. And I've been through the worst lately, but the Lord seen me through it, and He's there with me, and I feel His love, and I'm able to smile and be productive, and that's because of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus, He did not leave me, and He did not forsake me. He is real. The Holy Spirit, He speaks to me, and I hear Him, and I listen. I can hear Him, and I know it's Him, because I know that He's real. I know that the evidence and the presence of the Holy Spirit living in you is the speaking of tongues. Now, that's the evidence. Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit when He said, I must go, so the Comforter may come. Okay, and in the upper room after Jesus left, they all received the Holy Spirit. It fell upon them. The Holy Spirit fell on them. Then they began to speak in tongues. And God is now living in us because of that. Praise the Lord. So if we seek them, we seek Him. Praise the Lord. We'll receive that Holy Spirit. Have your mind on it. Want all that you can from the Lord. You know, my great-grandmother, she received the Holy Spirit. She is praying on her stairs at home. Wasn't even thinking of that, but just caught up in the spirit of prayer. And the Lord just put it on her, and she began right in the middle of her prayer, began speaking in tongues in another language, the language of heaven. She got back to her church, and they started to distance themselves from her, not understanding that the Holy Spirit is biblical, and tongues is the evidence of it. But that soon led her to others that the Lord had given the gift of the Holy Spirit to, and they ended up building a church together. And just recently, a friend of mine received the Holy Spirit right after she got baptized, and just fell upon her. She went down to her knees, began speaking in tongues. The spirit was on her, and her head was spinning and just filled with the joy that she just unimaginable. When you get that close to the Lord, praise God, that he's real. He's tangible. Hallelujah. That's just, you know, it's that more than just words, and it certainly is, because it's the way God touches us and reaches out to us. Let's just know you're not here alone. I'm with you. We want to do all the good that you can to everyone that you can, in every way you can, all the time that you can, for as long as you ever can. Praise God. You know, when we, it makes you feel good when you do good to others. That working in harmony is doing, and you know, also, but think about this, it makes you feel bad when you make someone else feel bad. We don't want that. We want joy and love. Praise God. We want that understanding. The Holy Spirit with us, knowing that he's real. Praise the Lord. It's that uplifting, you know, in the middle of that bad week when things aren't going good for you, you got that Holy Spirit to lean on. Praise the Lord and be refreshed from it. And life changing. This is really good. I want you to hear this. Let my soul smile through my heart, and my heart smile through my eyes, that I may scatter rich smiles and sad hearts. That's letting the Lord, the soul smile in your heart, letting the Lord, just knowing that he's there, and being having the joy of it. And then that joy just comes out in your eyes. And people see that on your face. They know that there's something about you that's different. And you cause others to smile. And cause others to come up to you. Maybe ask you about it. But at the very least, you're spreading a smile. When in this world of thorns, it's easy to leave your door and have someone, not before you know it, be angry with you about something. But hallelujah, we got that Holy Spirit there to refresh us, to give us our strength back. And to help yourself, you must be yourself. You gotta be you. Be the best you that you can be. When you make a mistake, you learn from it. Pick up yourself and you move on. Don't keep dwelling on what you've gone through. Don't keep dwelling on what took you down. But the victory of the Lord that picks you up. Sometimes we got to pick ourselves up and trust the Lord's going to help us. Just pick yourself up and shuck it off and move on. But want to move on in Christ. And how do you do that? It's by that communication with him. Talking to him, praying, listening to the spiritual music, reading your Bible, sitting alone. All these things are so essential. We got to do every day. If we don't, we'll lose time. We lose faith. To keep that faith strong, we got to stay on the Lord. Stay in the Word. We need to find Jesus and have that personal relationship. And he cannot be found in the noise and the restlessness. Jesus is found in silence. We need silence to be able to hear our soul, to hear the Word, to hear the Lord speak to us. It's so important. I have to get that way in order to do what I do, to do with the Pearly Gates Ministries. I have to get quiet with the Lord. Let him speak to me. So I know that when I come out and that music starts, that it's not me, it's not I am. To say, this is how I think and this is how I think, but it's the Holy Spirit speaking through me. Praise God, because I allow him to. Hallelujah, because I know he can, and I know he does, I know he's real. Praise the Lord. But things work out best for those who make the best of how things work out. So no matter if it's good or bad, you make the best of it. And that's how you get beyond that. If you do what you always did, then you're going to get what you always got. We got to change our plan, our way of living. If you want to get strong with the Lord and stay in him, then the ways that you lived and the thing that you did, you have to change. Because you get what the problem is, you weren't making room for the Lord, who should have all of our day, gets a little space if he's lucky. But the strong, if you want to be strong and you want to be happy and you want to have that peace of mind, you got to have that Lord in you. You got to be prayerful every day. Amen. those listening out there know, they, you know what I'm talking about, that Holy Spirit on you, know that. The more you seek Him, the more He seeks you, the more you're going to, He reveal Himself to you. There's no end to it. My grandmother lived in her 90s and was still striving. There was never an end. You know, that's us here on earth. Lord's got to keep us strong and remind us, heaven's there, He's waiting for us. It's real. We don't die. You love the Lord, you don't die a second death. You might die here. It could be painful, you know, but you're not going to die that second death. Praise God. Be in heaven. And Albert Einstein, he once said, try not to become a person of success, but rather try to become a person of value. Now you think about that, that's pretty heavy. Value. Of value to others. Something of value. You are worthy. You are. But you have to know that. And you know that through Christ if you can't find it in yourself. Know that He loves you. Become a person of value. Someone that stands up for something. When you talk about the Lord in your crowds, the people you hang out with, when they know, when they think of you, they think of the Lord because they know that's how much He is in you. Praise God. And then when they're stumbling, they're going to come to you. You're going to be part of that body of Christ, them hands working together. When you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things a chance to catch up to you. Amen. And blessed are those that give without remembering and take without forgetting. Give. Don't say, I remember when I gave that to you. Give and let go. Amen. A lot of times your problem is not the problem, but your reaction is the problem. You know, we can put our trust in the Lord and let Him take these things. Lord, take this. It's too much for me. It's your reaction, how you handle it. Or, you know, turn to your sinful way and be caught up in a moment of bliss. And in the end, you're still going to be back with your problems and the guilt if you have a heart for the Lord. But the starting point of all achievement is desire. Whatever it is in life, you got to have that desire before you can achieve. Desire to be closer to the Lord before you can be closer to Him. Because your actions from desiring something, when we really want something, we're going to do whatever it takes to get it. And when you really realize that you really need Jesus, amen, you're going to do whatever it takes to get Him and to keep Him. Keep Him on your mind. It's easy to get complacent in this world and let your mind go to other things and your actions, and next thing you know, you've left Him behind again. And your life's in turmoil and you're crying, you know, and it's a sob story, you know, to everyone, but you hit your bottom and then you're back with Him again. But the thing is to stay with Him and to grow and to be strong. To not let that, each time that we fall down and He picks us back up, amen, but to keep from falling down is to keep our mind on Him and stay real about the situation. Know that God does have it. Don't be overwhelmed by it, knowing that He does have it, trusting Him to have it. And trust really comes from just doing it and then going, wow, He does have me. And when, the more you realize that, the more you're going to trust. But unless you take that action, you're not going to know. And we become what we think about most of the time. If you're thinking about, you know, things that are not of God, you're going to be not of God. You're going to stand for not of God. But if you think about the Lord all the time, most of the time, you're going to be that. You're going to be that soldier for the Lord, soldier in the army for the Lord, that representative. Yeah. We have to be vigilant and always on our toes, always allowing wisdom to surface in our life. It's often said that people grow old and they grow wise when they get old in old age. But in reality, most people just grow old. They never do get wise. But you have that opportunity. If you lack wisdom, ask God. He's waiting for the moment when you pray, I don't know what to do. He's waiting for you. Quiet your heart and ask God for wisdom and trust in Him. At all times, pour out your heart to Him. Not be driven to despair, hopelessness, you know, to give up hope. Hope is what causes us to turn to God. Because, you know, you give up hope and you're in the middle of your hopelessness, that's true. But you want out. Sooner or later, it's too much. And your hope is God can take you out of it. And guess what? He does. He delivers you out of it. And he picks you up better than you ever was before. It doesn't take long for others to notice. As long as you got that Lord in your heart, that love in your heart, it won't be long. People will see that. They'll treat you differently. They'll see there's something different about you. Amen. Not to forget that the devil is a roaring lion. He's seeking who he may devour. And we can throw him off. We can, you know, get to turn to flesh rather than to wisdom. But my heart says to help as many people as I can. And wisdom says to wait on the Lord. Do it in his name, giving God the credit. You have, basically have three things. You have three things that will take you down. There's three things to look out for. I'm going to tell you what they are. That's all there is. For each one of these, there's things that go with it, but this is it. It's the world, your flesh, and the devil. Those three. And some people may say they don't believe in the devil, but maybe they don't see the evil that's thriving and scattered throughout the world. Maybe that's not enough evidence for them. It's really easy to see evil around. Sometimes it's a little hard unless you're looking for it to see the Lord around. I'm hoping that you're able to look on the inside and see him. But living worldly, you know, going with the latest trends and determine, you know, how you live your life, allowing, you know, the bright lights and electronics to distract you from worship, and your flesh always wanting, you know, what you want when you want it, no matter the consequences, and I'll deal with it later, you know, or giving into pornography or any sexual immorality. The flesh is our enemy. It's the thing that society feeds the most. It's all about the flesh. Fashion, TV, fast food. Not saying that fast food is the road to hell, but we need to be aware of what we allow ourselves to digest. And that's just physically and mentally, what we take in. Being aware of that, because we've got to stay strong in the Lord. You have to be aware that the devil is around, Lucifer, the enemy of God. His agenda is to kill, steal, and destroy. And whatever is value in your life, the devil will use all of his tricks, okay, to divide and conquer, to take what you got. You know, those against you, those that are close to you, turn against you. Whatever it takes to keep you off guard and keep you distracted. But the good thing about the way the Lord works is if that keeps going on, sooner or later you're going to hit that wall. Sooner or later you're going to be looking up. You'll be desperate, and that's when he works the best. I found the times that I'm desperate for the Lord, when I really got to have him. That's when he's the strongest for me. Praise God. You got to be the one. Be the one in your group of friends. Be the one in your family. Be the one amongst your co-workers that has that voice for the Lord. You be that special one. Be that voice. Live for the Lord. Let your light shine. You know, the world, it doesn't want you to pray. The world, they don't want you to turn to the Lord for healing, for self-assurance, for strength, for comfort, for peace of mind. The world would rather sell it to you than let you have it, for you can have all those things for free. The deception of the world, Jesus gives to you free. Jesus paid the price. So we don't have to. And believing in him, trusting him, living for him, talk about him, praying to him daily. Not just when you need something fixed in your life, but to praise him. Your physical and spiritual must be one. Living in harmony. Stay connected to the vine. Be the one that bears the good fruit. There is victory in Jesus. Praise God. Shout out from the rooftops. Amen. That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Working in harmony, letting others know where you stand. Let that light shine. We'll have that lighthouse built inside of us. That lighthouse is your eyes. It's your expression. It's how you walk. It's all those things. You let that light shine, others see it, souls are saved. We're moving on. Praise God. Lord, lifting up our hands and moving on in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Lord gave me a poem as such, and you heard that Jesus died for your sins. Contrary to popular belief, that's not where it ends. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, for the Son of Man is come for the lost to be saved. Because ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye shall go and bring forth fruit. Jesus breathed on the disciples right before he left them with these final words: receive ye the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Teacher. He will live inside you and all around you. The evidence of speaking in tongues, the pillar of truth, the pillar of fire, and the Spirit of truth. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem for the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Father will send in my name. Jesus said, he shall teach you all things. That's the Holy Spirit living in us. And he does teach us. I've been taught by the Lord. Trust me. That's the wonderful thing about that. Realize it's living in a being a realist, living in truth, and not make believe or what you wish and want, but what's real and what's truth. And we know that the Bible is real. Listen, you know the Bible is real if you reach out to the Lord and you feel that Holy Spirit, you feel that anointing, that Holy Spirit begins to talk to you, and you realize it's all true. All the Bible is true. The doubt is gone. I mean, people like me, we're not just saying this because we hope that it is, or because I've been told, and I'm trying to tell you, you know, from maybe from church or growing up, but no, from the Holy Spirit, the one that taught Apostle Paul, that took him out in the desert and talked to him, and all these things he had, and all these wonderful writings he had, come from the Holy Spirit, that real God, that tangible person. Amen. How glorious would that be? See the Lord face to face. And we're going to do it someday. And here's the thing. Whether you believe in him or not, you're going to see him. Whether you're saved or not, you're going to see him. The difference is one of you is getting judged, and the other one's being blessed. My God. You can't, to be at that point, you can't turn back. You can't say, give me one more chance, I won't do it again. It's over. You knew. Even if you didn't have a Bible to read. I mean, it says that nature is evidence enough. That's what God says. Evidence, you know, nature is evidence enough for you to believe in me. Look at your eye. Look at it up close and all the little fibers and lines and the vessels and everything in it and how it's able to focus close and far out and see everything, colors. I mean, it's just that's just your eye alone. Think of the whole body. Or this earth that's just spinning, suspended by nothing, hanging in the universe. All these other planets that we see, this is the one with life on it. Evidence of the Holy Spirit, evidence of God, gives you the strength that strengthens your faith. I want you to have a reason. Listen, I want you to have a reason to live. A reason for getting up in the morning, starting your day. Peace of mind at the end. And the only way to do that is you got to get as close as you can to the Lord. And I'm saying whatever it takes. Sometimes it's maybe you don't like to read, or then there's all kind of programs to watch. On you know, find one that you like of a minister on TV. There's all kind of movies that were made that just wonderful, just faith movies to strengthen your faith. Songs to listen to. But that Bible is just, you know, I don't really like to read it. I don't like to hold it. And some people say that, but listen, force yourself to. And what I do, I read it out loud. And for when I read it out loud, when it's just me even, I read it out loud, it's making it real. And I feel the presence of the Lord is stronger. That's just me. I'm not saying that works for everyone. But it's just a little bit every day. And just read it. And hopefully the Lord will touch your heart and you'll want more of it. You want wisdom? Go to the book of Proverbs. It's full of it. It's wonderful. Take your highlighter with you. You're going to need it. You're going to see yourself plastered all over those pages. You're going to see people that you know plastered all over those pages. Maybe for the wrong reasons. Hallelujah, but the answers and the solutions are right there. It's wonderful. Book of Proverbs. Live your life on it. That's powerful. Anything New Testament. The Bible is just wonderful, knowing it's God's Word speaking to us. Praise the Lord. It's just nice to have that Spirit of God. I just want to pray right now, so if you just pray with me and listen to the Holy Spirit, I feel Him. I believe that if you lift up your hands, you're going to feel Him too. And I want you to feel the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that He loves you, that He's real. He's going to comfort you, teach you, love you, not leave you. Jesus' name. Let's just lift up your hands right now and pray with me. Jesus, Lord God, I come to You, Lord, praying that I be a better person in Your eyes. Praying to be a better believer, a better follower. I want to live my life totally for You, Jesus. I want You to be first in my life. Come into me, Lord. Change my life, Lord. Change it to how You want it to be. Let me be that clay in the potter's hands. Mold me as You will. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord's just putting on me right now that if you have something that you're going through, if you're feeling any pain, any aches, something that's maybe you sprung, praise God. If you have a disorder and you're, thank You, Jesus, thank You, Lord, that you're not able to function when you want to, how you'd like to, Lord's saying He's going to heal you. If you believe, the Holy Spirit will heal you. I've been healed from the Lord many times. I've seen people healed right before me many times. I've heard a lot of many times of people being healed. I know that He's real. Ask in Jesus' name that Your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let Your Holy Spirit just flow into people what they need, Lord, and this person what they need. You know their soul. Heal them, Lord, from the inside out. Jesus' name. Lord, don't leave them. Fully heal them, Lord. Let them know it came from You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, because He is real. Hallelujah. Because He's real, because He reveals Himself. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. That's why I'm able to talk and glee and be happy and excited. Excited about today, excited about tonight, about tomorrow, because I have the Lord with me. No matter what I've gone through, no matter what the world has thrown at me, the devil's tried to put in my way, I kept my mind on the Lord. It all works out. The solution to the problems is always easy, because it's always the Lord. Because I always make Him number one. He's the problem solver. I take it to Him and give it to Him. I give it to Him by saying, Lord, this is too much. I can't take it no more. I need You to take this. And then I smile and I let out my breath. And I know that all is well because He has it. That's how you give it to Him. Don't say, take this, Lord, and then continue worrying, continue beating yourself up, because you didn't give it to Him. You can't take it from Him if you don't give it to Him. You got to release it. And just let go and know that He's going to be that net to catch you. Amen. I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. Thank you, everybody, for listening. The hands working in harmony. Praise God, the body of Christ. I want you to remember that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.